When a dog runs at you, whistle for him. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. When a dog runs at you, whistle for him. When we have circumstances in our life that threaten us or that make us feel insecure or that make us feel sort of unhappy, we run away from them. We turn away from them. We go away from the circumstances that make us feel unhappy. And in doing so, we empower those circumstances to be more unhappy-making for us. We allow those circumstances to make us more unhappy because they are in our heart, they are in our mind, they are in our attention, and they have not been given attention by us. Now, a dog is running at you and growling, perhaps, and looking kind of anxious about you, wondering what sort of person you are. And you look at that dog and you say to yourself, I'm the master here, as I am under all circumstances. And then you get down on one knee and you say, here, puppy, come on, guy. Here, come on, puppy. You're the master. You have taken over control and you've told that dog that you trust him implicitly, and you know that that is a good dog, and you are bringing out all of the good qualities that are within that dog. Whistle for him. Invite him into your presence. Invite him into your company. Don't let him come into your company unasked for. Don't let him come into your world unless you give him permission to do so. Because we give permission to so many things to come into our world that do not make us happy. We give so many things that come into our world the right to impose themselves upon us, the right to make their desires known to us rather than our desires known to them. The first thing we want to do at any time in our life, from the time that we open our eyes in the morning until we open our eyes in the morning again. Because during sleep, we're in charge too. You have a bad dream, you're awake, you're aware of that bad dream. Just say, whoops, hey, no way, no way, no way. And take the contrary of that dream, or take some other dream, and put it into your thought, and say, I had a nightmare about something chasing me. So, I'm going to stand right still here, and I'm going to look and see, what is that that's chasing me? I'm in the dream. I'm in charge here. What is it that's chasing me? And then it gets closer and closer, and pretty soon you see that it's a tiger or a bear or a dog or a person. And immediately you take response to it. You say, this is my dream. In my dream, I can have anything any way I want it, and I want to have a happy, harmonious action in my dream. And so you say to this bear that is coming toward you, you say, well, Mr. Bear, nice to see you. How nice of you to come and let me see you. Are you going to let me pet you? I think you are. Come over here. And the bear comes to our request because we are in charge of our dream. And so the bear comes to us and we say, well, bear, you got beautiful teeth. What a beautiful, you stand so tall, you're so wonderful. Get down on all fours. And so the bear gets down on all fours, looks much less ferocious. And so the bear is down on all fours, and you snuggle him behind his ears. And he looks up at you and he says, I like that. I like a person who takes charge of their world and takes charge of their dreams and takes charge of their life and takes charge of me. Because I want somebody to take charge of me. That's why I'm in their world. They created me in their world to be the master of me or to have me be the master of them. Well, it looks like this dreamer here is not going to have a nightmare over me. This dreamer over me is going to see me as a very cuddly, nice bear. And you look at the bear and you say, bears are nice. Bears are nice. But you know, I think that your coat is just a little bit rough. When I pet you, I feel it is not cuddly and snuggly. So, I snap my finger and I say, "Your coat is very cuddly and snuggly." And with the snap of my finger and the click of my nose, the bear is as wonderful as anything goes. He's just a cuddly, cuddly, cuddly bear. Big bear. Big as a Great Dane. Big as one of these dogs from Switzerland, you know. Yes, the Newfoundland type dog even. Big, 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 and bigger. And the big thing here is I told the bear to come and visit me. I told the bear to come into my life. I told the bear I wanted him here by my side because I'm in charge. I do not have nightmares. The moment anything comes to my attention in my dream time that is unhappy, I immediately say, "Hey, I'm always alert, awake, aware." I say, "All is in divine order. All is peace. All is wonderful." And whatever was the nightmare aspect of whatever I was experiencing, whatever the threatening thing that I was experiencing in my dream, poof, it's gone. Now, the same is true for my daytime experiences. I hypnotize myself during the day to think that the things that are happening in my life are the things that are the important things. And really, I should wake up to the fact that I live my life as a whole series of daydreams. I live my life as a whole series of great adventures. I live my life as an experience of wonderful, beautiful, good things. Anything that is not good is not in my life, because I am good all the time. I am good. More, Herb, you sure say good enough. Never enough. I am good. I create in my world good people, good experiences, good activities, good everything. Everything in my world is good because I create it. You see, the daydreams of my day and of my night, but the daydreams of my day are what happens to my mind the instant a situation comes up that causes me to be happy or threatened. When an instant comes up that causes me to be happy, I immediately say, "Hey, I like that. And on and on and on. It goes happy, happy, happy. And the situation comes up and it says to me, "I threaten you." And I say, "I don't like that." And it gets worse and worse and worse. But instead of a situation coming up and threatening me, I see a situation coming up and the dog is running toward me, and I'm not sure what kind of dog it is, but I know it's the kind of dog I create to be a happy dog. So I whistle for him. Come on, baby. And I get down on one knee. I'm master. I take charge. Okay. Any untoward situation that takes place in my life, and it comes toward me and says, "Hey, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to give you a hard time. I'm going to shake your boat." And I say, "Play whatever game you want. But in my life, the game that you play is a game that I accept and I create you playing." So, normally you might have shaken my boat, but I look at you and I say, "Hey, you're just a stuffed bear. You're not even real. You're not even a live bear. You're just a stuffed bear. I thought you were alive. You look so real." And then a live bear comes along, and I said, "Hey, you're a live bear. You're beautiful. You are cuddly. You're a nice bear. You're big, but you're nice, because I create you. In my daydream, in my attitude of mind, during my daytime thinking, I create everything as my daydream. I create everything as my thought, everything as my wonderful, comprehensive attitude toward all good. And as I create that, so it is. I create my wife saying to me, "Herb, you're fantastic. You're wonderful. You're the greatest guy in the entire world. I don't know how the world could ever get along without you. I know I find you delightful. And I find my husband saying to me, dear, you are so wonderful, you are so super, you are so fantastic. It is just great to be in a world in which you are. And you see, when a spouse speaks to its spouse like that, the spouse is creating that spouse and daydreaming about how the spouse expects that spouse to respond. And the spouse responds according to the daydream that the spouse dreams about them. Now, what sort of daydreams do you have? What sort of creations do you have about the world about you? Do you create dogs chasing you, or do you create dogs coming to you when you whistle for them? And you are the master. At all times, you're the master. At all times, you're in charge. Well, if you do that, then you are the master. If you do that, then you are the one who makes all the decisions in life for everything to be happy, joyous, peaceful, fantastic, glorious, wonderful now. Are you going to be the whistler? Or are you going to be the threatened one? Because nothing can threaten us in our life when we wake up in our daydream, we wake up in our nightmare, and we say, hey, I'm in charge here. And I don't choose to have things like that happening in my life that threaten me or that challenge me in any way. I choose to have things that happen in my life that are glorious and wonderful, good and beautiful and uplifting in every possible way. Because I am the master now and forever, but especially today. Join with me in this recognition. Join with me in this attitude of mind. Join with me in being the whistler for the dog, not the one who is challenged. Join with me in being the whistler for all of life's glorious experiences and create each one more beautiful than you first envisioned it to be, more beautiful. And as you create each one to be more beautiful than you first envisioned them to be, then your life is just one great, beautiful adventure of love and peace and harmony and goodness, everlasting. It's fun, isn't it? Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.